From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. 2 years ago, the Wisconsin legislature made it legal for home canners to sell their products, like salsa or jam, to the public. The law has been commonly referred to as the Pickle Bill. Starting next week, people in the Cooley region have a chance to learn more about how home food preservation can benefit them. Next Thursday night's event is part of a series of three workshops sponsored by UW Extension and Western Technical College. La Crosse County UW Extension Family Living Agent Mary Meehan Strube recently did an interview about the Pickle Bill with UW Extension Food Science Professor Barb Ingham of UW-Madison.
The Pickle Bill is an exemption from a normal licensing process. Most processors who manufacture food for sale in the state of Wisconsin must do so under license. The Pickle Bill allows particular types of food to be manufactured for sale without a license. And it confines those products to home-canned fruits and vegetables that are either naturally acidic, which would be most fruits, or vegetables that have been acidified by pickling or fermenting.
This means then that pickles I can sell at the local farmers market?
There are several constraints, but in the general answer to that question is yes. When we look at either naturally acid or acidified fruits and vegetables, there's a pH or an amount of acid that must be in the product to make it safe, and the cutoff for that is 4.6. So we refer to these products as having a pH or an acid value of 4.6 or below. Those products that are manufactured in the home and sold at farmers markets, regularly scheduled farmers markets, or select community or social events would be the venues or the outlets for those particular products.
When you say a pH value of 4.6 or lower, what kinds of fruits and vegetables does that cover?
That covers almost all fruits. So apples, a person operating under this bill may wish to can applesauce. They may wish to make a can peaches, standard jams and jellies, like strawberry jam or perhaps raspberry jelly. All of those would be allowed under the Pickle Bill, as well as certain vegetables that normally don't meet the pH requirement or the acid requirement, but by the process of pickling or fermenting are then meeting the acid requirement. So things like salsas, relishes, like a zucchini relish would be fine. Dilly beans or dilled carrots that are pickled would also be fine, as would fermented products such as kimchi or sauerkraut. Those would also be allowed under the Pickle Bill because they meet the requirement, one requirement that the product must be canned. The other requirement is for safety, that of having enough acid so that the product can be safely held in a can and stored on the shelf or a jar.
Are there other criteria that Act 101 specifies relating to being able to sell these types of food items?
In addition to the product needing to be to meeting that particular acid requirement that we've talked about, there are restrictions on where the products could be sold. So they can be sold at community or social events or regularly scheduled farmers markets. They may not be sold at farm stands. They may not be sold at a farm market that might be associated with, say, an orchard that's at your house. There may be no sales outside of your home. When we talk about community or social events, we mean things like outside Madison, there's a Good Neighbor Festival. That would certainly be appropriate for this type of sales. Church Bazaar would be okay for Pickle Bill sales. It would not be appropriate to sell products at these large Midwest craft shows, for-profit events, school events such as football games or soccer games, those types of things. There's also a restriction on the types of products. So sauces, dressings, and condiments, products that are based on perhaps ketchup, even though those might initially have come from tomatoes, they're no longer considered fruits or vegetables, so those are not allowed. You can't sell things that are not fruits and vegetables, like a lemon curd, which may have some lemon juice in it, but wouldn't retain lemon properties. Mm-hmm. Pesto, which has dairy products in it, pickled eggs, flavored vinegars, again, things that are not considered fruits and vegetables. Other things that are not allowed under the pickle bill are baked goods, dried fruits or vegetables, even if they're fruits or vegetables because they're no longer canned but are dried, packaged or products that must be kept refrigerated are not allowed under the pickle bill. In addition, probably the biggest safety concern another product that's exempted from being allowed under the pickle bill are low-acid canned foods, which would be standard vegetables, meats, or fish. These not being acidified, those cannot be sold under the pickle bill.
And now in terms of selling things under this bill, is there a certain income requirement in terms of volume of sales for a year?
A family or a household may have income from sales up to $5,000, not per individual, but per household or per farm per year. The sales are retail only, so the goal for the pickle bill is that a consumer is able to really meet the processor and perhaps get to know them and be able to ask questions about their product. So direct sales only from the producer to the consumer, only in Wisconsin. So for communities such as La Crosse that are bordering on Minnesota, the pickle bill sales need to be confined to the state of Wisconsin.
When I sell items that I've made at home, do I have to display any particular information about where this was made and how it was made?
Yes, in order to allow consumers to make a distinction between these products that are not made under license and normal grocery store items or any items that you actually find at a farmer's market which may be produced under license, there are point of sale signage requirements. One is that a sign that would be at a booth or maybe perhaps a laminated sign that might be placed on a table where the products are displayed, that sign needs to simply state, these products are homemade in a kitchen that has not been subject to state inspection. In addition, we're also asking processors to place on each jar, perhaps with a small mailing-type label. Generally, processors are finding these at Staples or Office Depot or something and then just making these for themselves at home. On each jar, we need a label that states, this product was made in a home, not subject to state licensing or inspection. And I guess I would add that in addition to that signage on the table or at a booth and on the jar, we also require the standard labeling that would come in from, that would be required under the Food Labeling Act, and that is the name and the address of the person who did the canning, the date of the canning, the ingredients in decreasing order of predominance. So if you're making jams and jellies and most of what is in your jar is strawberries, that you would list strawberries first, perhaps sugar second, and something like pectin third. So what's in the product most is in the beginning of that ingredient statement, and then we move down in things that are in lesser order of predominance.
Since we're talking about labeling here, I would expect also this is really important for people, particularly if there might be ingredients in there that someone has an allergy to.
You're absolutely correct, and I think there's heightened awareness in the food processing community as well as from consumers in terms of the presence of allergens in products. There is an increasing number of people in the population who have allergies. So there are 8 standard ingredients that must also be declared. This would be on any type of food product, and that carries over to pickle bill products. So if any ingredient originates from milk, eggs, fish, crustacean shellfish, tree nuts, wheat, peanuts, or soybeans, the list of ingredients must include the common name of that ingredient. So, for example, if you were to use soybean oil in like a 3-bean salad that you might be making under the pickle bill, then you would simply need to declare on your label, you would list soybean oil, and then you would need to indicate sometimes as a separate statement contains soybean oil, so that someone who has an allergy to particular products would know to look for those. The same would be true perhaps for a chutney-type product, which are generally fruit-based breads but sometimes have nuts in them, like not necessarily peanuts, but say walnuts or pecans sometimes are in these products. You'd want to declare those again on the label.
As I looked at Act 101, I note that UW Extension is identified in the bill as the source for information on preparing low-acid and acidified foods. So what does that mean for you as Extension's food science specialist, Barb?
For me personally, it means that I've been very, very, very busy over the last year, 18 months, since this legislation was being formed and since it was signed into law. There have been a lot of questions that have come into my office. We're also, UW Extension as a group, are doing trainings for consumers, and which we normally do this time of year as gardens get going and as farm markets begin. And I think some processors that may be processing under the pickle bill are looking to not only the state extension program office, but also to county-based extension program offices for information on home canning in general, and then maybe some specifics about this pickle bill as well.
You're listening to Newsmakers on WHLA Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Mary Mian Strub, and I'm talking with Barb Ingham, UW Extension Food Science Specialist, about the pickle bill and what individuals who intend to sell items under the pickle bill need to be aware of. I know that you recently have been offering a series of trainings in the state for both licensed as well as unlicensed processors. What's the difference in the requirements and expectations between someone who's licensed and selling food, home-prepared food items, versus those that are covered under the pickle bill and I'm referring to as unlicensed processors?
Right, that's an excellent question. So again, the pickle bill is a license exemption. Most food processors in the state would have to have a license, but this pickle bill allows those for this very small category of food not to be licensed. So if we look at most of the processors in the state, and perhaps it's 80 to 90% who are going through a standard licensing process, most of those licenses are issued by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, the Division of Food Safety. If a processor is making what are called acidified canned foods, which are generally pickles and salsas and those kind of things, all of those licenses come from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And in that category, there is specific training that's required by both state and federal law. I happen to offer that training, and so have over the last 18 months have had the opportunity to work with several hundred processors across the state. We have completed the trainings that we'll offer in anticipation of the farm market season for what are termed acidified canned food processors. Those trainings will pick up again in the fall. Those schedules aren't yet available, but we anticipate those being made available as we look to support processors who are operating under license. For unlicensed processors, this small category of individuals who may be operating under the pickle bill, I would certainly encourage those individuals to either call my office at the state level or contact their county extension program and begin to ask some of the questions that they might have. UW Extension has a wealth of information and expertise to share, and we're happy to do that as long as individuals reach out to us and contact us.
We've been talking about the pickle bill here, and a question that I have relates to frozen foods. We've talked about canned food items, but are frozen foods that are prepared at home covered under the pickle bill?
The short answer is no. The longer answer is food processing. If I look at what is defined as a food processing activity by state regulations or perhaps by federal regulations, it's anything that's canned, bottled, frozen, cut, dried, packaged, almost you name it, is a food processing activity. So those food processing activities are what we would call licensable activities. You must have a license to participate in that activity and then to sell product from that. So the pickle bill is exempting a very small component of food processing activities. It's only canned food, and it's only canned food that is either naturally acid or acidified, and it has to be a fruit or a vegetable in addition. So other activities, so freezing fruits and vegetables, drying fruits and vegetables, packaging, chopping, cutting, dicing fruits and vegetables, all of those would need to be done under license, either from the Department of Agriculture or sometimes there's some local groups that also get involved. But generally, food processing is licensable.
Barb, more and more Wisconsin residents are seeking the fresh, locally produced foods with that goal of eating a healthier diet and supporting the local economy. And this whole increased emphasis of buying local and people thinking that if it's, you know, fresh, local, and in particular fruits and vegetables, things like that that are produced locally but then also canned locally at home are better for you. Is that always true?
That's not always true. But there certainly are some advantages for looking and sourcing food from a local area. There's no denying that. It often makes us feel good to put our money back into the local economy, and that's probably a primary motivator for many individuals. If we look at the research, though, in terms of both nutrition or food safety, but let's look at nutrition first, it's really hard to beat the advantages that a very large processor would have. Perhaps not local, where they're in the field in the morning harvesting something. That product is in a can or perhaps a jar. By a few hours later, it's hard for consumers to do that on their own. Again, the other thing I should note is there are certainly safety from a safety record standpoint. We don't have any reason to think that anything that's done in a large scale is any less safe, and probably is safer than something that might be canned in a home, you know, in an operation under the pickle bill, or even on a small scale from a licensed processor. That said, again, many consumers find at least personal advantages or find it very appealing to buy something that's local and are looking at supporting the local economy, and small processors, those that are licensed or those that are operating under the pickle bill, fit that need.
Safety in handling is key here.
It's definitely key. I think in terms of canned food, there's just good cleaning and sanitation that happens in a food processing facility. Some of those things you can transfer to a home kitchen if you're processing under the pickle bill license exemption. And that we can also follow for our own use if we're just doing this for our family. And this would mean, you know, washing fruits and vegetables with good, clean water. Anything that comes in, whether it's from our own gardens or whether we're bringing something home from the farmer's market, if we're putting something in a jar, it's making sure that those things are properly prepared from the point of adding the proper amount of acid. If we have vegetables that we need to add acid to, making sure that that acid is the right type, especially if we're using vinegar. With the wide availability of 4% vinegar, 4% acetic acid vinegar, we need to make sure that that's 5% acetic acid vinegar. In our product, if we're using canning tomatoes, making sure that we add acid to those tomato products. And then making sure that we provide each product with a heat step after it's actually already in the jar. This is important not only for stability of the product and helping the jar to form a seal, but also to make sure that we destroy some of those acid-stable pathogens, such as E. coli 0157H7 that we're worried about and know that may be coming in on produce that we either purchase or grow ourselves.
Here in La Crosse, UW Extension in Monroe, La Crosse, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties, along with Western Technical College, have planned a series of food preservation programs. And I know, Barb, that you're going to be presenting on Thursday, May 26th, on home canned food items, Do It Safe, Do It Legal. What will be covered in that session?
We're going to talk about the pickle bill, and we're going to look at what is and isn't allowed under that and take questions related to that. So a little bit about what we've covered early on in the program today. We're also going to be moving then into some just general food safety knowledge about not only the home canning process, but how to make sure that your kitchen, if you're using that for producing food that you're going to sell, making sure that you know everything that you need to know so that your product that comes out of your kitchen is not only safe, but also of very high quality. We'll also be covering some tips on making sure that you have a high-quality product to sell.
Individuals who might be interested in attending that session, which will also include some information about homemade jams and jellies, can contact their local county UW Extension office, and they'll have information available here in La Crosse. The phone number is 785-9593, or you can visit the County Extension Office website at lacrosse.uwex.edu. Now, Barb, does Extension have resources that are available to people who might want to learn more about the pickle bill legislation, how to get licensed, how to sell food, as well as proper techniques for canning?
That address is www.foodsafety, you spell food safety all as one word, www.foodsafety.wisc, which is short for Wisconsin, .edu, and I'll give you that address again. It's www.foodsafety.wisc.edu.
Barb Ingham is a food science professor for UW Extension. She spoke with La Crosse County Extension Family Living Agent Mary Meehan Stroob about the pickle bill, previewing a series of three classes this summer about the law. Each of the classes will be offered in La Crosse or remotely via video conference in sites in Toma, Independence, and Viroqua. A link to more information about the workshops is available on our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Stroob, John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. If you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.